Jane Fonda, the actress. Liberal? No. Woke actress Jane Fonda says white men are to blame for climate crisis and is calling for them to all be arrested and jailed, says this headline. Actress Jane Fonda is facing a backlash after she called for men to face arrest and jail for destruction done to the planet, as she blamed white men specifically for creating the climate crisis. It is a tragedy that we have to absolutely stop, said Brain of America. We have to arrest and jail those men. They're all men, she said at the Cannes Film Festival. And she also added, because being woke, got to add this in, there would be no climate crisis if there was no racism. White men are the things that matter, and then everything else at the bottom, the outspoken actor said of the hierarchy. That gives men power. Now, Jane Fonda could have been Clown of the Week almost any week in the last few decades, really. But the reason I picked this one this week is she is a wonderful example of someone who gets addicted to virtue signaling, really. Now, there are things that she's campaigned against in my youth that, I mean, how old is she now? 85. That I would have supported. She campaigned against the Vietnam War and other things that I thought, oh, yeah, okay, that's good, yeah. But what they do is they become addicted to virtue signaling and addicted to praise and adulation and support from the constituency they want to keep happy. So now, as the left, as was, has been hijacked by the wokers, so it's anything but left, it's fascistic, she's gone with it. So she's left those principles behind and jumped on every bandwagon possible, climate change, all of it. This is serious. We've got about 7-8 years to cut ourselves in half of what we use of fossil fuels. And unfortunately, the people that have the least responsibility for it are hit the hardest. The global South, people on islands, poor people of color, the actress continued as she virtue signaled by ticking off every woke box. And you know, the extraordinary thing is, and just a little bit frustrating, is that when they open their mouths, these people, whether it's John Kerry or Jane Fonda or any of these people, they're talking the most absolute unmitigated bollocks, which any modicum of research into the factual background would show to be. But fact doesn't matter. What you do to signal your virtue matters. And I'm just going to end today with a Jane Fonda of Britain. He's not as famous worldwide, but he talks exactly the same bollocks. He's called Gary Lineker. He's a former footballer and now fronts up a football program for the BBC. And he's controversial in the sense that he just promotes woke, every aspect of woke, virtue signals constantly. And this is what he said on an interview with, I think it was Channel 4 News. And again, there's not a single word that this man says here that is in any way applicable to the truth.
It's not a case of blaming our government for not doing enough on climate change. It's the whole world. The governments and the powerful people of the world are the only ones that can really halt this disaster coming. So you know, I'm kind of running out of hope a little bit, but there is hope there. We have brilliant scientists in the world. They understand the issue. They understand ways that we can turn it around. But our over-reliance on fossil fuels, we've got to find a way out of that, because, you know, we're going to destroy the future for our children and their children. And to be honest, should be the biggest issue of the day. And we should all be trying to turn governments on it, not just relying on a few people that actually, they do stuff knowing that they'll probably be locked up. And I kind of admire that in a way. And I know it angers a lot of people, but that's kind of what they want, because it's the only way it gets publicised, and it's the only reason we're talking about it now.
And I'm sure he believes it. What I think, no. Gary, mate, you don't think. You repeat, like Jane Fonda repeats what you're told to think. And you do so without questioning. What was that line? The only way it gets publicized and the only reason we are talking about it now. People disrupting the traffic in people's lives every day is the only way climate change gets publicized and the only reason we are talking about it now. You can't get away from it. The climate change propaganda is coming at us from every angle, Mr. Lineker. And they talk about misinformation. Shocking. See you next week. Bye for now.